All right, admit it. Do we really care about this NFL team anymore? Especially when we've got a very interesting college football playoff to talk about? We'll find out. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler. Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, R-E-A-L. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Don't know what kind of mood you guys are going to be in because...
What kind of mood are you in?
I'm in a good mood, pretty much.
Because you got your new office.
Well, yeah, although I didn't get to use it this morning because we finally get these things. I've been waiting for an office forever, have all our meetings. I'm going to sit down and work from here for a while today. Somebody was in there with the door closed. One of the Culture Map people
had... With the door closed?
Had taken my office so that they could do some kind of video conference.
Doesn't your door have a lock?
Well, I don't know if it has a lock or not because I hadn't had a chance to go into it until then.
Yeah, you got to get that thing locked
up.
Oh,
I'm going to get a lock on it. I'm going to do like I have at home where I'm going to have cameras everywhere and you know little guns and crossbows that shoot people if they
Good
break
idea.
Into my office. Yeah,
good idea.
But I did get to use it before the show.
So oh, that's good.
Yeah.
There's still no lock on it, though?
No, there's no lock on it yet. I need to get one.
Is there a door? But there is a door.
There is a door, yes. I can close the door.
Who's building office doors with no locks?
I don't know if it has a lock. I don't have a key if it has a lock.
You need to get a key.
I didn't really notice.
Yeah, you need to demand it.
I'm going to.
Yeah. Don't let them walk all over you, Fred.
Well, I'm just happy to actually have a workspace.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to be a complainer. I know that's what people are going to call me here. Didn't I say like 100 times last week when they were talking about putting down this flooring? It's like, you got to have carpet in the studio. You remember I kept saying that?
They're going to, apparently.
So they just put this down for giggles?
They didn't get everything done. So.
No. I think the carpet's going on the walls, but we're keeping this flooring.
Interesting.
No one listens to me. I literally went to a school for audio engineering. Like, I learned what it's like to build a studio. I learned the do's and don'ts.
There's don'ts?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't put in a wood floor.
I can't tell any difference.
I have
so far.
Well, I can't. I mean, we can't hear it over the air, so I don't know.
Right. But there is an area in there where you can work where no one will bother you.
It's like in the other office?
Yeah.
The conference room that David Gow was talking about?
Well, it's not really a conference room, but it's right next to where the coffee and all that stuff's going to be.
Okay.
And
you get your own coffee on that side?
Well, eventually, yeah.
Wow. I bet it's going to be really good coffee. Not like the coffee over on this other side of the break room.
It's because you guys are,
we're peons.
We're the new fancy folks.
Yeah. We're peons over here.
Oh, but yeah, I noticed it's starting to rain, so everybody who's driving home today, be careful. We know it's going to be idiot driver day.
It's been raining all day. People are, and it is what it is out there. We're all going to die.
So what kind of mood are you in?
I think I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. It's Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't, like, you know when Monday happens, you're like, I don't really want to go to work. I don't want to do anything. But then you think, well, if you don't start the week, how are you going to finish it?
That's true.
My motto, Fred.
That's true.
If you don't start the week, how are you going to finish it?
That's why you need to be here on a Monday.
Yeah, so I'm here.
So you can break down every detail of that Texans game.
Oh, boy.
That's what you want to do, I know.
You know what, though? I mean, obviously, the last sequence for the Texans was pretty embarrassing. Their last offensive and last defensive possession.
It was really bad if you were somebody who bet on the Texans, which...
It was really good if you were me who bet on the Titans. But up until the three straight false starts and the ensuing interception, it wasn't like an embarrassing performance. You know, like they weren't, I mean, it wasn't good, but like Tom Savage had a pretty serviceable game. I mean, he's been way crappier. They They looked decent defensively a couple times. DeAndre Hopkins had a really good game.
Yeah, he was terrific again.
I mean, the kicker's a bum.
Anderson was good.
Yeah.
The thing is,
it's so funny that they paid all this money to the other tight ends, and Steven Anderson's the only one that's any good.
Yeah. Well, Fedorowicz, who knows? The guy gets a concussed when he walks on the field. You going to live over there?
I don't know. I've got like a tickle in my throat. Oh, so dear. It may be a coughing day.
Hmm. Well, or a burping day, whichever. I wrote a column on this for sportsmap.com, which you should check out if you haven't yet. It's a really cool site where we'll get into this, what they should do with Bill O'Brien. And a lot of people disagreed with me because I say, you bring that guy back next year, you don't give him an extension. He's got 1 year left on his deal.
So make him a lame duck, you're saying?
Yeah, well, see, I don't like that term lame duck because it's not. It's what's the difference between a player having a contract year and a coach?
Yeah.
And I get it because agents will tell me, especially coach agents, oh, well, then the assistants are always concerned. You can't bring in new assistants and, players don't listen to the coach. Oh, that's bull stuff. If you go out there and win, then you're going to get paid. So, but one of the things that I mentioned in there is I thought, frankly, they played well, considering that they're down to one and a half receivers at one point, one tight end. Alfred Blue was out, so you're down. You're playing Andre Ellington at receiver, and they still put together that 17-play drive or 16-play drive before Fairbairn missed the chippy. I mean, that's pretty good coaching. It really is to pull those things together on that short of a notice. And, you know, Tom Savage, you knew he was going to make a fatal mistake at some point. He finally did. But he made some plays, especially on the 4th and 19 when I don't know what the hell Allen was doing with those false starts. I mean, I've never seen three in a row before.
By the same guy.
Yeah, but he makes a play, and then he comes back and, you know, ugh. So I really think that on the whole, they had to be perfect to go in there and win, and they weren't. They were close. They were pretty solid. They were pretty solid. They played about as well as that group you could expect that group to play. And they made a game out of it. So,
well, it's one of those things where we've talked about this already. This season is sort of like a lost cause anyway. So, had they won, I don't know if I would feel any better about things. I mean, it doesn't change anything.
Nothing really matters at this point because win or lose, I mean, the Browns get their pick anyway.
Yeah.
So, you're just hoping they come back healthy next year, make some good acquisitions in free agency, and see what happens. But at this point, and we can't even talk about the draft. We were joking about that in the meeting this morning.
Yeah.
It's like, because somebody had asked, oh, well, at least they'll have a high. No, they won't have a high pick. Nope. Oh, what about the second round? Nope, don't have that either.
It's got some sweet third round picks, though.
Yeah. Least, you're going to have three of those.
Yeah.
And Rick Smith is so good with third round picks.
Maybe he can trade them for some fourth rounders.
Yeah, that would be the best thing. Trade them all for fourth and fifth rounders.
If you end up with 7 fourth rounders, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Maybe make something out of that.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, but yeah, I don't have too much to say about those guys other than, you know, I thought they gave a good effort, and the team hasn't quit on him.
Yeah, which is nice to see.
They played hard.
And,
and I think they continue to play hard. It's just they don't have enough horses. It's that simple.
I mean,
on either side of the ball.
I don't know if I've ever seen the injuries pile up like they're piling up for this team. And, you know, obviously it started with a bunch of star players, but now it's getting to be where they're lucky if they can field a team out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know there's no moral victory Mondays here.
Well, they're 4-8.
Yeah,
I mean, and
it's just, what do you say?
And I mean, are they going to be, has the line come out? I haven't even looked at the lines yet. Did the line come out for the Niners game? Are they favored?
Yes, by one.
Okay.
It's Monday.
I mean, I guess there's your moral victory. You're favored Monday. By 1 point.
I was kind of hoping it'd be like 3, and then I'd be all over the 49ers.
It might be by the end of it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Niners, listen, I'm telling you, they've got it figured out. Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't get in the end zone, but you can see they're getting it together. And
honestly, if they don't give up that
ridiculous punt return that was just terrific, then the game's not that close.
Yeah, but I like that coach. They're going to be in good shape once they get some talent.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the problem for them is they just don't have good players. But you could see that they're starting to figure things out, they're going to have a high draft pick, probably a top five draft pick. Looks like they've got their quarterback, so they're going to be able to spin that on offensive line or defense, and they're going to get there.
Or maybe a stud wide receiver. I mean, yeah, they've got some options there, and that's good to see. I think that team's heading in the right direction. And it'll be interesting when they come in Sunday because, yeah, the thing is, it was just getting comical yesterday with guys going down, and Braxton Miller finally starts looking like a player, then he gets out. He gets knocked out, and then Alfred Blue gets knocked out. And you're just sitting there going, really? Is there anybody left that can actually get – and they're having to use Jay Prosh all over the field in formations because they're just down to so few skill players.
Well, thank God they keep a fullback on the roster, God, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's
– But – and
it was much smarter to keep him than one of the many running backs that they cut at the beginning of the season maybe not.
I'm not going to beat that dead horse, but
I will. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, because that's like – that horse is so dead, the French are eating it.
Yeah.
That's how dead it is. But I think I think O'Brien should get one more year. And I know that pissed off a bunch of people who want to just, fans want to see people get fired. But the reality is, I think he's doing one of his better coaching jobs considering what is out there on the field. And now, if you want to blame him for something, blame him for thinking Tom Savage could play quarterback.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to go as far as like one of his best coaching jobs, but I think he's doing, he's coaching admirably. The team hasn't quit on him, which is kind of what you hope for when it's a lost season. The Giants quit on McAdoo, and he's gone now.
Yeah.
So at least you see that the Texans haven't quit on this guy, which is it's a good sign.
I also, frankly, have been impressed with his play calling, even though Savage can't pull off the things that Watson did. But they've been a lot more creative.
Yeah.
And with that crap offensive line, I don't know what you do. But
and it keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
Like the fact that Giacomini started at left tackle, it's a total mess now. It's a total mess. And I don't know how many times you and I both said they need to draft offensive linemen, and then they just decide, we'll get around to it. And this is your tackle situation now. It's bad news.
Yeah, and the reality is that's something they're going to have to address heavily in free agency or via trade or something. They've got to upgrade that offensive line. I think they have, moving forward, maybe two guys on that line that I want out there. And
I see one.
Well, I think between – you're not going to get all five. I mean, nobody has that. The Cowboys couldn't keep all five when they had them.
Right.
You're going to have a couple guys that are average to below average, and I think that's –
Yeah, but that's the thing. None of these guys are average. Nick Martin is average, and he's the best one.
Yeah, but I do think that eventually Davenport might become a decent player for you. So maybe you have a guy in house, but realistically, you need to get both tackles fixed.
You cannot survive in this NFL with what they're throwing out there at tackle.
No, and there's
pass rushers are too good.
They're also in the same boat with a lot of teams though that have crap offensive lines, and that's what's going to make it hard in the offseason. And they haven't drafted offensive line well. I mean, they haven't. That's one of the areas where they've invested picks, and it looks like Martin may work out, but Suofilo was a high pick. You go back to Antoine Caldwell was a third-round pick. That didn't work. I mean, pretty much every time they've tried to do it, they just don't
– time since Dwayne Brown.
Like, yeah.
Dwayne Brown obviously worked out, but
– they just don't evaluate the position very well.
They don't.
And that's one of the things that at some point, if I'm the owner and I'm not able to fire the GM because he's my unofficial son, I go to him and say, look, you need to – fire whoever it is that's scouting offensive linemen for you and wide receivers too for that matter. But fire whoever your offensive line scout is and get me in somebody in here who knows what they're doing.
That'd be nice.
All right.
Dirt free carpet cleaning. That's what's nice. That's how you get things cleaned up, Fred. Dirt free carpet cleaning. Listen, guys, Dirt Free, these are good guys. And the reason I say that is they do this every year, at least every year that I've been here. They do this Toys for Tots deal. And basically what it is you if you want to get your floors clean and you want to help disadvantaged children at the same time, Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning's got a way to do it. They'll clean a free room of carpet with any purchase. All you have to do is donate an unwrapped toy to Toys for Tots. When you call 281-DIRT-FREE, tell them you want to donate a toy. When they come to clean your house, your carpets, your upholstery, your tile, they'll do one room of carpet free and throw in a free speed dry. You want to book it now. They're gonna book up here during the holiday season. Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning. Call now. Get a free room clean with that speed dry with any purchase just by donating that toy to Tots. Other carpet cleaning companies are leaving behind the chemicals, the dirt, the allergens that can make your family sick. Not Dirt-Free. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 and donate that toy to get your free room clean. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Hey, we don't have a read for Lions Poker Palace today, but they have the tournament tonight. $3,000 guaranteed to first place. Starts at 6:30. You can sign up all the way till 7:45. $80 buy-in. So
not a bad deal.
Yeah. I will be there tomorrow night winning the 3,000. So if you show up, you can finish second. That's the plan.
There you go.
I don't have anything left to say about this team. I really don't. Brennan Scarlett
on the IR now.
On the IR, yeah. That just came over. So squeezing a call.
They just can't catch any breaks is what it boils down to. And it's going to be their first losing season under Bill O'Brien. That's why it's hard to say you want to fire the guy, because I know around here now it's like 10-6 feels like a – or 9-7. It feels like, oh, they just do the same thing every year. It sucks. They're not improving. But it's hard to win in this league consistently. And – Bill O'Brien is, I mean, it's not like he's, you know, like I said, 9-7 is pretty much standard, but it's a winning season, and he's done it consistently.
And the frustrating thing is they finally had a quarterback, and that's where you would say, okay, let's find out if you're better than 9-7. Let's squeeze in one call on this, and then we'll move on, because there's a lot of other very interesting things to discuss today. Brian, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir. Brian.
Hey, now.
Go, Brian. Boy, that was insightful. Thank you so much.
We had the wrong call on. That's why.
No.
No, the check mark.
No, he had the right one. Okay. He just wasn't there. Oh, well. So, guess who wants to get back into coaching? This is one of my favorite stories.
Herm Edwards?
Yeah, he did get back.
Yeah, somehow.
God, did you see that press release that they sent out? My goodness. That was the best justification for a bad hire that I've ever seen. Or the worst, I'm not sure.
How long does he last there, you think?
2 years.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think...
He may even just quit, because it's going to be bad.
Oh, well, knowing him, he probably will quit after 2 years. Well, it's... And that's a different animal. You got to recruit, you got to... I don't think he's going to want to do all that.
I don't think he knows what he's getting into.
But this coach has put the wheels in motion for a return to coaching. In fact, he's reached out contacting potential staff members.
Okay.
And the coach is Jeff Fisher.
Coaching in the NFL?
Yeah, and what I love is it says it remains to be
head coaching?
It says it remains to be seen whether teams will seriously entertain Fisher.
I can't imagine.
I can't either. Although we've seen so many goofy hires in this league.
You know what? If someone in my organization came to me and said, hey, we should hire Jeff Fisher, I would say, look at Jared Goff. That's why we won't hire Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, I would do...
Look at the Rams in general.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're so much better. Yeah. It with basically the same talent.
Yep. The Rams didn't, like, you know, there's no magic potion fell on that team in the offseason. They improved themselves at coach. And, I mean, it was a great improvement.
Yeah, I actually, if someone in my organization came to me and said, we need to hire Jeff Fisher, I'd say, well, I need to hire your replacement right now.
But, let me work on my new GM and then I'll...
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Rick.
Yeah.
All right, let's try Charles. See what Charles has got.
What's up, Charles? Hey, guys, daddy.
Hey, son.
Hey, I wanted to pick up kind of with what y'all were talking about with RJ on Friday. Everyone seems to think the solution is to go to eight teams. My thing is, what does that really solve? I mean, isn't the ninth and tenth team, they're just going to complain that they got screwed?
That's
Look at the basketball tournament. That's 64 teams. It always seems like someone says that they got left out. So I just want to know, do y'all think that's really a solution? I'll see y'all Friday.
No, not me, but that's what everyone's argument seems to be is, oh, we need eight teams. But to me, if you added four more teams, you're adding teams that don't deserve to play for the national championship. And honestly, like I don't know if Alabama should be in. I don't know if their resume warrants them being in. But it's hard to have a three-team playoff. So,
I have a different thought on this. First off, if you're a proponent of an 18 playoff, this is the best thing that could happen.
It's the first time it's happened that someone...
Well, with a team somebody cares about. Right. It happened with TCU and Baylor. Nobody cared.
That.
And that's not going to move the needle, but Ohio State will move the needle.
And we knew whoever got left out was going to move the needle. Yeah. I mean, people were going to be pissed.
And the reality, the only positive to an 18 playoff is besides you get two more games. But the positive is you can guarantee all Power 5 champions a spot in there.
Yeah.
And then you can have your three wild cards. And yeah, I there'll be teams that don't deserve to get in, but I'm not so sure that there was a fourth team that deserved to get in this year.
That's what I was saying.
It's going to vary from year to year. The reality is if you don't deserve to get in, you're not going to win the thing.
Yep.
So if you're the seventh or eighth team and you don't belong in there, you're not going to beat Clemson or Oklahoma in the first round. So there you go. But I know there's people who think a 16 playoff would be better with two byes, but do these two teams really deserve byes this year if you did that?
No.
No, they don't. So I think you either keep it at four or you go to eight, and then that's the end of it. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Drunk Bevo says, the biggest selling point for college football is how much the regular season matters. Adding teams hurts the regular season.
I'm with you.
I thought that would happen when they went to four, but it really hasn't.
No, not too much.
And so
I mean, especially now, because look who's in the playoff. A bunch of one-loss teams.
Yeah. The
used to be if you lost a game, it was hard for you to be the national champion.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was tough. I mean, it wasn't impossible, but it was pretty tough.
And I can't get caught up in the did they do the right thing with Alabama over Ohio State, because we talked about this a lot last Friday with RJ, and obviously he wanted Ohio State in as an Ohio State guy. But the reality is you make a pretty good case for both of them. It just depends on which direction you decide to go. And I think that Iowa loss wound up hurting him. And so that just goes to show you how important regular season games are. You can't get blown out by an unranked team. And that wound up biting him in the butt. But, you know, I wouldn't have faulted him either way. I just assumed they were going to put Ohio State in.
Yeah.
And when they put in Alabama, I thought, whoa. But the other three, all deserving. I don't think there's any doubt. And they earned their way in. And it was fun to watch all those games. And I'll tell you what, that Georgia OU game is going to be very interesting. I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah. I think all the games are good.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Here's why, and RJ and I, we are obviously argued about this quite a bit. The reason why I'm excited that Alabama's in, because I feel like Alabama can win the championship.
Yeah.
If you watch that Ohio State-Wisconsin game, you know damn well neither one of those teams was winning a national championship. And I started to realize as I'm watching that game, JT Barrett, think about this, probably the best quarterback in the Big Ten. What's that tell you about Big Ten quarterbacks?
Yeah.
I mean, it is horrendous. Watching that joker at Wisconsin, I mean, he threw more picks than touchdowns this year. It's very difficult to do that when you're at a winning college program. I mean, it was just it's ugly football. And not that the SEC is, you know, a thing of beauty.
No.
Particularly Alabama. But Ohio
State. Well, and Georgia, they play the same thing. Kirby Smart's playing the same thing they played at Alabama. You run the football.
Ohio State has Urban Meyer, who most people consider like an offensive genius. and their offense is bleh, you know? So I started to think, I don't know if it's necessarily that all these teams, these Big Ten, oh, it's such tough defense. I don't know. I think maybe they just have a bunch of crappy quarterbacks and it's really bad offense.
Well, if you look at Michigan, you want to talk about crappy quarterbacks.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, it's at least with Alabama, I feel like they can play with Clemson. Clemson would have wiped the floor with Ohio State. I think they would have wiped the floor with those dudes.
Yeah, I agree. Clemson's a very good football team, but I haven't seen the odds yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama's favored.
Bama is favored.
Okay. Yeah, they should be.
The 3-4 seed, I don't know if they've moved, but since they opened, I said this on Twitter, when the Lions come out, the 3-4 seeds will be favored, and they were. Hmm. Which, you know, sort of laughs at the whole seeding process, but I think Georgia-Oklahoma will probably end up going off around a pick 'em, and I bet Bama ends up being about a 3-point favorite against Clemson.
I'll probably bet them at that.
I might too.
But
this Twitter handle does a simulated BCS standings.
Mm-hmm.
If the BCS were still around, the order: Clemson, Georgia, Oklahoma, Alabama.
There you go.
Interesting.
Some things never change.
You know, Ohio State and Wisconsin 5-6.
God, Wisconsin's still 6?
Yeah.
God, yeah. They got it. I don't know who. I don't know who's watching that team in the committee room going, oh, yeah, these guys are real close, this Wisconsin. That's a – I don't want to say it's a bad football team because they're not bad, but
– They weren't good enough to get in that top four.
No.
And USC 7, Auburn 8, UCF 9, and Penn State 10.
UCF 9.
Miami 11, Washington 12.
Oh,
God.
They got exposed too.
Yeah, I had a horrible betting weekend, and the killer was my biggest bet of the year was Memphis plus 7. And I was right about that game. Yeah. I wound up pushing it, but I hit Georgia, and that was it. Everything else I missed. I'm back in the red for the year. It was just a brutal weekend.
Oh, I had a pretty good week. I only played two games on Saturday. I played under in the Ohio State-Wisconsin game, which was close. It made me sweat a little bit. And then I played Troy. And Troy won. It wasn't too much of a sweat.
I
went 3-2 in the NFL yesterday.
So pissed because I was right about Memphis. I was right.
Yeah.
But that's the game, you know, and you wind up.
How I felt yesterday because I bet on Tampa against Green Bay. And I felt like I was on the right side. And then the overtime touchdown run, and it doesn't really matter now what side, if you thought you were on the right side or not.
Overtime sucks for betting.
Yep. All right, guys, you know what doesn't suck? Republic Harley-Davidson. As soon as you step into that showroom, you are going to be blown away. They've got a massive selection of new and pre-owned Harley-Davidsons, and they've extended their hours. They're open 7 days a week during the holiday shopping season. Plenty of time for you to go check out and test drive that newer used Harley that you've been dreaming about. And, guys, they know that you've got a choice when it comes to Harley-Davidson dealerships in the Houston area. There's three dealerships closer to my house than Republic. I still go to Republic. They've got an award-winning service department. They keep your Harley, my Harley, operating at peak performance. And they're committed to making a trip to their dealership the best experience possible. And if you're thinking about Christmas gifts, the rider in your life definitely wants more Harley-Davidson gear for Christmas. Come check out their wide selection of clothing, riding gear, memorabilia. They've got it all. And they've got financing for everyone, guys. Get that new bike this year for Christmas. Open 7 days a week during the holidays. 12707 Southwest Freeway there in Stafford. Just outside the Beltway, online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 and 9 p.m.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. Hey, can I recommend a place?
Sure.
And I'm not getting paid for this, but we had dinner at this restaurant in Montrose Friday night called Riel, R-I-E-L.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool place to take a date. We had a nice date night there. Really good food. All kinds of different stuff. It was fantastic. The atmosphere was great, and it wasn't that expensive. We wound up spending too much on wine, but
that's how it typically works.
Yeah, yeah. We had a $100 bottle of wine that kind of drove the price up.
Yeah, but my wife is always like, let's not get an appetizer. That way they'll keep the bill down. And then she orders wine. I'm like, oh, well.
Exactly. The wine was more than the food.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was it's really cool. It's worth checking out. And yeah, so now that was kind of our last night before she left for London thing. So had a good time.
It was $100 bottle of wine, John. He's a rich.
Yep. HBO money and man, more. HBO no, and Showtime money.
He's got his new office down there. I mean, well, look at this guy. Look at this guy. Look at this management.
The wife's the one that does okay, too. It's not, you know, she's like a world traveler now, so it's not all me.
Fred, oh, it's you.
Fred's the one that actually paid for the flooring in there.
Oh, did you? Thank you. Thank you, Daddy.
God, let's not get that started again. I swear, I had so much trouble holding it together over that.
I can't wait, Daddy, what drives the order? What's the deciding factors of the order, Daddy?
Who's order and who's driving him?
Like I told you, son. They do what they want to do. Mm.
But, yeah. So, any of these other bowls interest you? And there's a couple pretty
Ohio decent. State USC is interesting.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's not happening at the Rose Bowl, but that's, you know, that's kind of the Rose Bowl matchup, the traditional Rose Bowl matchup. So I'm excited about that game.
Penn State Washington interests me a little.
That's a good game.
Wisconsin Miami doesn't.
No, that's a bad game.
And I'm curious about Auburn and UCF, and Scott Frost apparently is going to stay and coach UCF.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. But
especially where he took a big boy job. Like Nebraska, yeah. You would think that they'd want him up there working. But good for him.
Yeah,
and maybe he will be.
And Gus Malzahn staying at Auburn.
That's not a surprise to me.
No, me either. I was surprised that Arkansas was even a serious conversation.
Can I give you under-the-radar bowl that I'm actually kind of stoked to watch?
Troy, North Texas?
The what?
Troy against North Texas.
No, not that one. Las Vegas Bowl, Boise, Oregon.
Yeah, that was one that I was kind of checking off games that I wanted to watch. And so they start on the 16th, and the first one you got Troy versus North Texas. You've got Georgia State, Western Kentucky. I got no interest in either of those. But Boise, Oregon that day, that's a pretty good...
That's a good game. Duke, Northern Illinois is a game that I'd be interested in watching, which most people probably won't, and that's okay.
I'll go through them and you tell me which ones we'll watch. Colorado State, Marshall.
Probably not.
No. Arkansas State, Middle Tennessee.
No.
Too many directions.
Yeah.
Florida Atlantic and Akron.
Absolutely not.
I'll watch this one just because it's SMU, but SMU versus Louisiana Tech in the Frisco Bowl.
Meh. The Frisco Bowl.
I thought UH was going to wind up in that, and it turns out they got Hawaii.
And UH fan is, like, disappointed. I guess they wanted to go to the game, which I get, but...
Yeah, well...
Make it a trip, bro. Get out there.
The players will have a hell of a lot more
fun.
Yeah,
players are glad for sure. Although, I don't like their matchup in that game.
I don't either. Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl, really? Temple and Florida International.
That's a made-up bowl.
Wait, what is that again?
It's a made-up bowl.
The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
Isn't Gasparilla like what cowboys used to drink? Like root beer?
Sarsaparilla.
Oh, is this Sean Combs' bowl game? P. Diddy?
No, Bad Boy Mowers.
Oh.
Yeah, did P. Diddy start a lawnmower company?
I think he named it after his record label.
Maybe so.
Interesting. Bahamas Bowl, Ohio and UAB. No. Thank you. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Wyoming, Central Michigan.
No, I'll watch the regular Idaho Potato Bowl, but not the famous one.
All right, here's one that I'm mildly intrigued by, the Birmingham Bowl, USF and Texas Tech.
Yeah, I'll watch that. I'm curious to see how Texas Tech does in a bowl game, and I think, he's going up against a guy who knows that offense pretty well. It should be fun to watch.
USF had a pretty damn good season.
Yep.
Army and San Diego State in the Armed Forces
Bowl. I'll watch
that
one.
Yeah, you have to watch that
one. I think it'll be a good game, too.
Plus, you got Army-Navy this week.
I got to look at the dates. I don't know what day the 23rd falls on, but I might go up there and watch that game.
You should.
In Fort Worth?
I'm pretty sure. That's 2 days before Christmas. I'm pretty sure we'd be off.
I could probably get tickets, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Can't imagine that San Diego State and Army is a big seller there.
Well, Army always draws, though, wherever they go.
Yeah.
Because there's always somebody who was in the Army in any city they play in.
It's true.
Dollar General Bowl, App State, Toledo. No thanks.
No.
Houston, Fresno State.
That's going to be a good game. I like Fresno in that game, but I think it'll be a fun game to watch.
Heart of Dallas Bowl, Utah and West Virginia.
I'll watch that game.
That's not a bad matchup. Then Duke, Northern Illinois in the Quick Lane Bowl.
Which I'll also watch.
Cactus Bowl, UCLA and Kansas State.
Won't watch.
Independence Bowl, Florida State and Southern Miss.
Won't watch.
No.
Although it would be funny to see Southern Miss win.
Pinstripe Bowl, Iowa and Boston College. Could you have picked two worse teams to visually put on a field together.
Oh, that's rough.
Purdue, Arizona, and the Foster Farms Bowl.
I'll watch that game.
Yeah, because I'm intrigued by what Jeff Brohm's done at Purdue and Arizona's quarterback. That kid can play.
Yep.
Missouri and Texas in your Academy Sports Outdoors Texas Bowl.
That's actually it's a decent game, isn't it? Like, yeah, you got a good defense matchup against a good offense, which is funny because it's the Big 12 and SEC, and usually it's like the reversed.
Yeah.
But Texas's defense against Missouri's offense, it's at least interesting. I'll watch that game.
Navy, Virginia in the Military Bowl.
That's a maybe.
That's a maybe because I think Virginia's an interesting team. And
depends on what I've got going on that day, Fred. Yeah,
you may be drunk.
Yeah.
I will be drunk.
What time of the day is that going to be?
1:30.
I might be drunk, but yeah. I might watch it because I'm drunk.
The Camping World Bowl, Oklahoma State and Virginia Tech.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Holiday Bowl, Michigan State, Washington State.
I'll watch that.
Alamo Bowl, TCU, Stanford.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, see, now we're into some good ones. Belk Bowl. Okay.
Oh, that's Aggie, huh?
Yeah, hold your nose. Aggie versus Wake Forest.
That's a bad game.
Ugh.
We're going to carry that here on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, no, it's a great game.
Yeah,
it's an
awesome
game.
Yeah, you have to listen.
Yeah. It's a great...
not a great game to watch, but a great game to listen to.
I would watch it on TV, but I would listen to on the radio.
Because I think that's Dave South's last football game.
Oh, yeah, then you got to listen. You got to listen to Dave.
Sun Bowl, NC State, Arizona State.
No thanks.
No thanks. Music City Bowl, Northwestern, Kentucky.
I will watch that. I love Northwestern.
They're fun.
Yeah.
Arizona Bowl, Utah State, New Mexico State.
Will not watch that.
Tax Slayer Bowl, Mississippi State, Louisville.
That's a maybe.
Yeah.
That's a maybe.
Liberty Bowl, Memphis and Iowa State. That's not a bad matchup, actually.
No, it's probably pretty decent.
And then Michigan, South Carolina in the Outback Bowl.
That's bad.
No, I don't want to see that. And then finally, the Citrus Bowl, Notre Dame and LSU.
I'll watch that game, too. Yeah.
So there's not, you know what? I'd say about 50% probably are going to watch. That's not bad. So there's some intriguing matchups there. All right. Well, we'll discuss more.
What'd you say, John? Oh, my computer career. I knew you wanted to talk about that. And everybody wants to talk about it because everybody's looking to make their position in life a little bit better. Maybe you don't like the job you got. Maybe you don't like the boss you got. Maybe you're not making enough money. You're thinking, man, it would be nice next Christmas to be able to buy whatever I wanted for my kids. Well, that could be you. My computer career, like Trenton, who was a truck driver, and now he's already started his IT career in 4 months. How long is it going to take you? It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today, and you'll get trained for the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts. John Granato, Charlie Palillo, Barry Warner, A.J. Hoffman, me, and more. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now at SportsMap.com. And AJ will have his college basketball review up probably tonight. And did a real nice preview on the UFC, which we'll talk about that at some point.
Yeah.
It was that turned out to be some pretty interesting fights.
It did. And there was a big buzz about it because somebody from Detroit wrote an article for the Detroit Free Press basically saying that it wasn't very good. And it was his first live UFC event, which this is what I hate. It's when people who don't understand a sport get assigned that sport or that event. Like that lady who told me that the UFC heavyweight championship was less of a big deal than an NBA preseason game.
Yeah.
I forget her name, but
Is it Christy Reakin? Is that who it was?
Maybe that's who it was.
Yeah.
Then what? Like, who gets assigned that? If that's your mindset, but he just said it was overall pretty pretty forgettable. And if they ever come back to Detroit, they need to bring it bigger. He said Madison Square Garden got three title fights in the last UFC. There was only one measly title fight on this one. It's like, I mean, you got to see someone's head almost get knocked off.
Yeah, that fight,
Alistair Overeem almost died in the cage for you. And Alvarez Gaethje was one of the best fights of the year. There was an undercard fight between Alex Oliveira and Yancy Medeiros that was a fight of the year contender. Just a really awesome night of fights. You saw Max Holloway continue his dominance. It's just a strange card to complain about. Yeah, is all I thought.
Well, that's the thing. If I can say this, we used to send people out to cover events that they didn't really want to cover. Because you sent who you had to send. But that's a pretty big deal for Detroit to get that. I would have had one of my A-listers. I wouldn't have been sending somebody who's going for the first time and doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But, oh well. I thought the fights were pretty good. Lamont says, after Cushing retires, I believe he should be the Texans' strength and conditioning coach.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think he should be their nutritionist.
Overtraining. Yeah. So, let's squeeze in a quick call. Gabriel.
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Yes, I was calling because in reference to, you know, the Final Four for the college football playoffs, I was just wondering, how do you feel about USC not getting in, even though they had the same record as Ohio State, and their loss was to ranked teams, and everyone just forgot about USC and the whole mix?
You know why? Because Ohio State didn't get in either. So yeah. There wasn't really much of a discussion to be had.
I think if Ohio State had gotten in, then USC has a better argument.
You can make an argument about it. But the reality for USC is the Pac-12 was down this year, and their best non-conference win was Texas, who is, what, 6-6? I mean, that's...
Yeah, and they just got drilled by Notre Dame. Yeah. If that's a closer loss, I think you can have a conversation, but it's very similar to what Iowa did to Ohio State.
Yeah, no, it's just not as bad of a team.
No. And
which, by the way, did you see Danny Cannell's tweet?
No, I don't.
About Alabama. Alabama also lost by 31 points, even though they did not lose by 31. They lost by 23 points. And he was like, everyone was giving him hell about math and struggle for Danny Cannell.
I don't pay any attention to what he says. He's just one of those guys that likes to troll SEC fan. All right. We'll try one more call here. Brian, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, just a quick one, two quick questions. One, do you think that any of these, I know concussions can't be so much, but do you think that any of these injuries that have been just daunting the Texans the entire season could have been prevented or could be prevented in the future? And the second one is, do you feel as if Bedorowicz is going to have to hang it up early due to all the concussions he's received? Buying up, listen.
On the latter, I wouldn't be shocked if he winds up out of the business here pretty
soon. Yeah, I wouldn't either. I mean, once you start to pile them up like that.
Yeah, and this is second one this year or third one this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but as far as the other stuff, I mean, I don't know how you know, soft tissue injuries are, well, like Watson's knee, what do you do about that?
I don't know if there's anything you can.
You can't. It's just, I don't know that there's, I know that the Astros have, they use a lot of stuff to gauge whether guys are going to get hurt, but that's baseball. It's a lot different. Yeah. In football, you're with all these collisions and everything else. And Dante Foreman takes a bad step and blows his Achilles. And how do you prevent that? Don't take a bad step.
Yeah.
it's just bad luck, and every team deals with it, but not every team loses essentially their three of their four best players on the field.
It's tough.
And maybe three of the best five, I think. But the reality is you just can't win like that. And not just that, but now like Brandon Scarlett was playing well for him.
Yeah.
And now he's gone. So it's even guys that Christian Covington. I mean, just little stuff like that. It starts adding up after a while, and you just don't have enough, not just star players, but guys who are good NFL players out there. And, you know, they've done the best they can to patch it up, but just not good enough.
No.
So.
And honestly, if they would have even just, if all the other guys had gotten hurt and Watson was still out there, it would be – I don't think they'd be a playoff team.
They'd still be in the hunt. They'd be probably 6-6 right now, and they're probably not going to catch the Jaguars, but I think
they'd at least be interesting to watch their games.
Yeah, and they would be – well, the way the AFC is, they'd still be very much alive for a wild card,
yeah,
I think.
And it's hard to say what games they would have won, what games they would have not won.
I guarantee you they would have won that Colts game.
That's the one I was going to say. Like I'm pretty certain that if Deshaun Watson were playing, they win that game. The rest, I don't know.
Maybe they win yesterday. Maybe they win against the Ravens. I don't think they win them both.
They definitely don't win against the Rams.
No, that wouldn't happen. But
the Colts game and then the game yesterday are the two that I think you could really question. I thought that they played better yesterday than they did against the Ravens. The score doesn't tell you that because of a big run at the end of the game. But I think Deshaun Watson could have won that game for them yesterday. So maybe they're 6-6 then. And
you're in the hunt.
Yeah. And there's looking at the rest of the schedule, if they had Deshaun Watson, the Niners is probably a win. At the Colts is probably a win. And then you've got, if you win one of the Jacksonville or Pittsburgh games, you're probably going to the playoffs.
And
you
have to, and I think you have to win one of those if you want to call yourself a playoff team.
Yeah.
But the reality is it's just guesswork now.
But here's the other thing I will point out. Jacksonville and Tennessee, whatever, I mean, nobody seems to be taking either of them very seriously. They're both 8-4. 8-4 is, that's a pretty good season.
And I think Jacksonville's got an elite defense. I don't trust their quarterback, but if they get ahead, they don't need him really.
Yeah.
And Marone's done a very good job of limiting having to use him. Now, Mariota has not played well.
No, but it hasn't mattered.
It hasn't mattered because they run the ball well and they play good defense and they force some turnovers.
Tennessee has at Arizona and at San Francisco are their next two games. So, I mean, they've got a
– Arizona's tricky. Depends on who's playing quarterback for them.
If it's Blaine Gabbert, you got a pretty good shot, at least yesterday, the way he looked. And then Jacksonville, they've got the Texans and the Niners left on their schedule. My guess is both of them are 10-win teams. They play each other. Maybe one of them's a 10-win team. Maybe one of them's an 11-win team.
Yeah. I could see that.
And if one of them's an 11-win team, it's hard to say, well, if Deshaun Watson were here, the Texans would have won the division. I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's realistic, but I also think that if you do beat Tennessee yesterday, that changes.
Changes the dynamic.
And that's the thing that sucks is even if you lose everybody else, if you had that guy,
they're interesting.
They're
at
fun
least.
To watch.
They're interesting at least, and now they're not interesting. Mm. All right, guys. You know what is fun? Pajamagram. Christmas is coming, guys. This year, go with a win-win. Something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday as well. The super warm, world famous hoodie footy by Pajamagram. I've been telling you about it for years. And the hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to getting her warmed up. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she's going to be cozy in no time. And you can find all the hoodie footy styles at pajamagram.com. Every hoodie footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. And imagine getting to open that. If you opt for the sweet and sexy gift, it includes a hoodie footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at pajamagram.com. You save $40. And you don't have to gift wrap because luckily for me, every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.